Sunday, the 7th of April, 2019, 10:45 service. Sermon series, All at Sea. Sermon title, Waters of Baptism. Bible reading, Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. Talk by Belinda Ramsey.
In those days, John the Baptist came to the Judean wilderness and began preaching. His message was, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." The prophet Isaiah was speaking about John when he said, "He is a voice shouting into the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord's coming, clear the road for him.'" John's clothes were woven from coarse camel hair and wore a leather belt around his waist. For food he ate locusts and wild honey. People from Jerusalem and from all of Judea and all of the Jordan Valley went out to see and hear John, and then they confessed their sins, and he baptized them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to watch him baptize, he denounced them. "You brood of snakes," he exclaimed, "who warned you to flee God's coming wrath? Prove by the way you live, the way you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Don't just say to each other, 'We're safe, for we are descendants of Abraham.' That means nothing. For I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones. Even now the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever the roots and the trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I'm not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He's ready to separate the chaff from the wheat with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area, gathering the wheat into the barn, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire." Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John, but John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up and out of the water, the heavens were open, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove and setting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Princess. Fantastic. Good morning, folks. It's lovely to see your lovely smiley faces this morning. So I've been warned a few times that I speak really fast. So I am trying very hard this morning to speak slower. If I get too fast, please can you do this to me gently so I know to slow down a little bit. Thank you, Princess Raiden. That's brilliant. So this morning we're reading about John the Baptist because it's a baptismal service and our lovely friend here got baptized this morning. Okay. Baptism is a big event in our life. It's something that can be life-changing. For some people, they tell their story of how when they got baptized, things just changed for them. Something happened that they can't explain that just changed for them. And today we're learning about John the Baptist. I'm just going to read really quickly that verse again. "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord coming, clear the road for him.'" Now, I'm just going to get my board over here because I need some of you guys to help me. Yes, please. Who needs men when you've got strong women? Men, we do, you need to really, but... Okay. Super duper. That's great, thank you. Okay. So, for the mums and dads and the granny and grandads that are super, super smart, does anybody know what this means? It's Latin. Does anybody know what it means? Semper paratus. Ooh, no hands up. Come on, have a guess. Somebody have a guess. Oh, Kathy, what was that? Always something. Very good. Yes, the first one is always. Always. No, not pray. Nope. Anybody else? Yes, Sarah? Pardon? No, not always equal. Nope. Yes. What is that? Always believe. Nope. That's a really good answer, though. Okay. I'm going to put you out your misery. This morning, semper paratus means always prepared, okay? Can you put your hand up and tell me if you were a boy or a Girl Scout? I've got some here. Fantastic. What do you say in the Scouts? Be prepared. Fantastic. Okay, this morning we're going to talk about being prepared. So semper paratus means always prepared. It means always being ready, always being prepared for what comes next, okay? And I need everybody's help this morning because I need some suggestions of what you would do, okay? If you were preparing for an exam, what would you do? If you had to prepare for an exam, yes. You would use your study books, okay? So I'm going to put exam up here. Excuse my awful writing. Okay, so we've got study. Study books. That's a great answer. Yep. Anybody else? Practice papers. Oh, you guys are good. Practice papers. Okay, anybody else? Any adults? What would you do if you were preparing for an exam? Yes. What was that? Can't hear you nice and loud. Pencils. Fantastic. Because how are you going to fill the answers in if you've no pencils? Very good. Okay, anybody else? Yes? Shout them out. Revise. Very good. Revise. Pray. Yep. I don't know about you, but when I was at school, lots of my exam prep revolved pray because I didn't know anything. And I had to really pray, God, please help me to know the answers. I wasn't very good at school, so I had to really pray. Yes? An eraser. That's fantastic. Yep, in case you make any mistakes. You want to rub them out. Pardon? Eat a breakfast. Fantastic. Eat breakfast. Fantastic. Did you know that when it comes to exams, they reckon that the best food to eat in the morning is blueberries? Apparently blueberries, for some reason, spark your brain off. And when they've done tests, they can almost literally see little brain pathways making their way. So blueberries, if you have any exams coming up, guys, especially at the front here or any teenagers, eat blueberries before you go for exam, okay? Anything else for an exam? How would you prepare? Yes. Be on time, that's a great one. Yeah, you don't want to miss your exam, do you? Be on time. Okay, fantastic. You guys are well prepared for exams. What about if you're going on a holiday? Maybe this is something for the mums to answer if you're going on holiday. You have to pack the bags. Okay, yes. A suitcase. Yeah, you want a suitcase, don't you? Okay. And you don't want to make it really heavy, because when you get to the airport, the first thing they do is weigh your suitcase. If you're anything like me, I overpack, and the suitcase is always, like, bulging, and I have to pay extra. It's not good. Yes? Pardon? Leave on time. Yeah, you don't want to miss your flight. Leave on time. Suntan lotion. Oh, we're good, we're good. Suntan lotion, yep, unless you're going somewhere that's not sunny. But actually, apparently, you should wear suntan lotion all the time anyway, apparently, so. Yes? Yes? You're what, sorry? To make sure you've got everyone, yes. You've seen Home Alone too many times. Make sure you've got everyone. Fantastic. Make sure you've got everyone. Yep, that's a super one. Don't want to lose anyone, okay? Yes? Buy your tickets. Yep, you want your tickets. You don't want to get to the airport and realise... If you're going abroad, what else might you need?
Passports.
Passports. Fantastic. Passports. Okay. If you're checking your passports, Kathy, make sure, not, this didn't happen to Kathy. Kathy's son took his dad's passport instead. So, if you're taking your passports, please make sure you take your own. Okay. Okay. So we've got an exam, we've got holidays. How would you prepare? Hold on, we'll come back to you, don't worry. How would you prepare, adults mostly, for an interview? If you're going for an interview, how would you prepare? Pray. Oh, Christine's been very holy this morning. You pray. Okay. Anything else for an interview? Yes? Yep. What would you do? Put on makeup. Okay, you'd put on makeup. Okay. Okay, each to their own. We live in an inclusive society, so that's fine. If you want to wear makeup to an interview, that's fine. Yes. Formal clothing, yeah, very good. You don't want to turn up in your ripped jeans. That wouldn't be good. Okay, formal clothing. Learn something. You are swatting up this morning, Christine. Learn about the company. Very good. Okay. Let me see. Some of you guys down here, yes. Make sure you have everything. That's a really good one, because you want to be prepared, don't you? Make sure you have everything. Okay, excuse my awful writing. Yes. You have to revise. Very good. You want to learn all about the company you're going for, don't you? Yeah, very good. Okay, let me see anybody else. Yes? Sleep. That's a really important one. You've got to make sure you get a good night's sleep, because you don't want to go into an interview sleeping and tired. That wouldn't be good halfway through the interview, would it? Your new boss asks you a question and you're snoring away. It wouldn't be good. Yes? Pardon? Don't joke about. That's a very good one. Has anybody seen the new McDonald's advert? Well, the guy goes in and lets the woman go in front of him. And when he gets to the interview, it's actually the interviewer. And they kind of suggest that she gives him the job because she saw how gentlemanly he was. So make sure you prepare. Yep, very good. That's good. Okay, and last one. Let's see who can answer this. How would you prepare for a date? Ooh, okay. How would you prepare for a date? Oh, got some people here. Yes. Hold on. Hi, Jake. Okay, right in the back. Have a shower. Smelling good is important. Have a shower. Yeah. Nobody wants to go on a date with somebody who's a bit smelly. You want to have a shower, okay? Yes. You have to get ready. Very good. So you dress nicely. Very good. Clean your teeth. Very important. Very important. Clean your teeth. Okay, you might want to put your makeup on if you're going on a date. Important. Anybody else? Yes. You need your money. Very good. Whether you're a girl or a boy, because girls can pay for boys, can't they? Yeah? Yeah? Be safe. Very important. Be safe. Tell your friends or family where you're going, because you might end up with some kind of stalker. Be there on time. There's nothing worse than when you turn up to a date and you're sitting there for half an hour on your own. So be on time. Okay? Last one. Yes. Wear something smart. We've got dress nicely, so that covers that, but that's a good suggestion. Okay, fantastic. So you can see that in life, in different situations, whether it's exams or holidays or interviews or dates, we need to be prepared. Hey, kiddo. And you know what? John the Baptist, his job was to prepare. Who was he preparing for? Who was John preparing for? Yes. Who was he making a way for? Who was coming after him? Oh, that's a really good suggestion. Yeah? Josiah? Very good. That's very good. Yes. Let me see. Some of the adults. Who was John the Baptist preparing for? Jesus. Who's he preparing for?
Jesus.
He's preparing the way. The Bible verse says John came to prepare a way for Jesus, to make a way for him so that people knew he was coming. And we're going to watch a short video clip. So boys and girls, if you look at the screens, we're going to see a short video clip about John the Baptist and who he was. Fantastic. Okay, so now we know who John the Baptist is. John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin, and it was his job to make a way for Jesus when he came. And John was a bit of an unusual character, probably not the kind of person you'd want to go on a date on, because he'd probably be a little bit smelly. He wore camel hair, he maybe didn't brush his teeth very often, he had crazy hair, a bit like mine. He was a little bit different, but his job was to prepare the way. He would baptize people and prepare them for the life that lay ahead of them. And you know what? Our friend got baptized this morning, and being baptized is a public declaration. It's saying, I am choosing to follow God. I am choosing to follow his ways. But it's also a preparation. It's a preparation of making time before we go on the wildest adventure that there is, a life with Jesus. You know what? I love adventures. Who likes going on an adventure? I love it when you get your backpack on and you're going on an adventure and you're all ready. You know what? Jesus even prepared. He didn't wear a backpack, but he was prepared. He spent 40 days in the desert preparing for the ministry that he would do over 3 years. He spent time preparing in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed. He was prepared for what was ahead. Now, my friend Josiah is going to come and help me. I'll become Josiah. Because we're going to call you Bear Grylls this morning. Are you ready? Do you like Bear Grylls? He's really cool. Did you know that he's a scoutmaster? Bear Grylls is like the adventurer of all time. So Bear Grylls always has a backpack. Can you put the backpack on for me? Is it really heavy?
No.
Oh, you sure? Are you all right there? Not too heavy. Bear Grylls always has his backpack because he's always ready. He's a scout. And what do the scouts always believe? Always be
prepared.
So he was ready. You know what? Bear Grylls is cool because he does really crazy things. He jumps off of things that are really high. He sometimes eats bugs, which is not nice. You wouldn't want to eat any bugs, would you? No, that's a bit gross. But in his backpack are things that he needs to keep him alive. So the first thing we have, let me have a look, Bear. Let me see what I've got in here. Now, do you know what this is? Inside this little pocket, do you know what this is called? Does anybody know what it's called? A compass, very good. And a compass tells us which way to go. So if we look, we've got north and south and east and west. That tells us which way to go. So if you have a map and you get a bit lost, you have a compass to tell you, don't you? It tells you which way to go, how to get home. And you know what? In our Christian life, we need a bit of a backpack. We need to come with all these things with us to help us. And a compass is a bit like prayer. You see, when we get lost sometimes, I don't know about you, Josiah, but sometimes I don't know what to pray. And sometimes I feel a little bit lost. And when I pray and when I ask Jesus to help me, he is like my compass. He leads me back to where I need to be. Isn't that really cool? All we have to do is ask Jesus for help. Isn't that brilliant? Boys and girls, when we get a bit lost, we use a compass. When we get a bit lost in life, we just need to pray and ask Jesus help. Now, let's see what else is in this backpack. Let me see. What else might you need on a journey? What do you think, Josiah? Do you ever get hungry on a journey? Yeah, you do. Let me see what's in here. Oh, a packet of nuts. Very good. There you go. You hold on to those for now. We've got, a packet of crisps. And we have to be super healthy. So in here is an apple. Now, would that fill you up? Yeah. If you were on a big long trail and you wanted a little snack, it would fill your belly up, wouldn't it? Yeah. So when we go on a journey, we need to take some food with us. Have you ever been on an airplane and you get some free food? Who likes that when you get free food in the airplane? Yeah. Doesn't happen very often these days because I know on the fly EasyJet and they're really cheapskates and they don't give you any food. But if you go on a journey, you want to take some food with you. And you know what? The Bible tells us that the Bible is a bit like our food. It feeds us. Now, you're not going to eat the pages of the Bible, are you? No, that'd be a bit silly, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be silly to eat the Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah? But you know what? If we read the Bible, it fills us inside. It teaches us all the things that we need to know, and it fills our mind with good things, with good food. So the Bible's a bit like our food. Now, boys, can you sit back just a little bit for me, please? Let's see what else. If you're going somewhere really hot, Josiah, what might you need? What would you need?
A
hat. Very good. I've got one just here for you.
Sunscreen.
Okay, we've got a hat for you, Josiah. Okay, and what else do we need?
Some sun cream.
Because we don't get burned, do we? We don't want to get sunburned. Let me see. Oh, I've got some sun cream on there for you. Super duper. Okay, do you want some as well? There we go. Super duper. So you need sun cream and you need a hat to protect you, don't you? Because you don't want to get burnt. Do you know what? When we're on a journey with God, sometimes we get a little bit hurt. And sometimes we need some help to forgive things. And do you know what? When we go to the Holy Spirit is the part of God that lives inside of us. And the Holy Spirit helps us to forgive. And it protects us. A bit like our hat and a bit like our sun cream, the Holy Spirit is there to protect us. And we've one last thing in our bag. What might happen if you're on a journey? Well, I'll take those for you so you're not having to hold on to them. Hold on. If you're on, you might need water too. Yep. If you're on a journey and your journey lasts longer than a day, what does it turn into?
Tent.
No, not tense. What is it after the daytime, what does it turn into?
Nighttime.
Now, it can get a bit dark and spooky out there, can't it? When it's dark outside. But Bear Grylls always makes sure that he carries one of these with him. You have to wind it up, this one. Do you want to press the button for me? Bright light. Okay. Oh, there we go. Is that better? Can see you all now?
Yeah.
Okay. You need your torch, don't you? If you're going out at night, you need the torch to keep away from danger. And do you know what? In our pack in life, we need something to help us be the light. Who do you think would be the light for us?
Jesus.
Jesus. Fantastic. Jesus is our light. Do you know why? Because he guides us. He shows us which way to go, and he keeps us away from danger. Now, can we all give Josiah a big round of applause? He was super this morning. You can go take a seat. Good lad. Fantastic. Folks, I'm almost done, promise. Some of you are probably getting it. It's really warm in here now, unless it's just me up the front. Okay. In our life, we need to be prepared for what God has for us. The best journey you can go on, boys and girls, the best journey you can go on is a journey with Jesus. And I know because I've been there. When I was really little, I found Jesus, and he has changed my life and taken me to places that I never imagined would ever happen and gone on adventures that I never imagined either. But if we follow those things, if we have prayer, if we have our Bible, if we have the Holy Spirit, and if we have Jesus, we can take on any challenge. A bit like Bear Grylls, we can take on any challenge because our God is always with us on the journey that he calls us to. Now, Ella's going to come with some of the little ones from creche, and she's going to say a prayer with us. Here she comes.
Hold my hand, God. Lead the way. Help me be good every day. Let me know what's wrong and right. Keep me safe day and night. Let me know what you have planned. Lead the way, God. Hold my hand. Amen.
And I'm going to say the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. Thank you, Ella. Fantastic. Folks. Hey, Jake. He's having a party over here. Okay. This morning, I know there's been a lot of, kind of lots of different things, but this morning I just want to challenge you. Are you prepared to hear from God this week? When you came this morning, were you prepared to hear from God? This week, as you step into a brand new week, full of great opportunities and maybe some difficult times, are you prepared? If you're not, take your Bible, take some prayer, spend some time with Jesus, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Thank you. Good job, guys.